Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Thank you so much for staying with us. Now, a really disturbing story that our reporter has been watching. In fact, our reporter, Karinda Jokmahan, has been at a court today listening into a bail hearing of Ginelwe Shalaba, whose child went missing, and she had reported the child having gone missing at 2 years old. But the story took many, many turns. She was then, subsequent to that, arrested herself as the mother of the 2-year-old. She is on the line. That's Karinda, who was at the bail hearing in court today. Karinda, thank you so much for making time for us this evening. Just maybe take us through the proceedings today. Good evening.
Good evening, Camilla. Thanks for having me. It was quite a lengthy proceeding day today. In fact, we heard from the investigating officer, Sergeant Mutlong, about his testimony regarding the events leading up to the kidnapping. And essentially what we heard were two versions of events. The first, in which he described how on the 10th of November, 33-year-old Shalaba came to the Botakam police station and very tearfully said that her son had been kidnapped 3 days ago. That would be on the 10th of November. This, of course, pushed police to carry out investigations, but their investigations found discrepancies in her version of events. And when they confronted her with this, it was then that she confessed that she had lied about the kidnapping case. And she actually told police that she had handed her child to another man that she named as Lehloho Nolo. The police managed to...
Oh, Karinda, I think we've lost your signal there for 1 second. Just maybe you were still telling us that the police, upon hearing her story, were not convinced. Karinda? All right. I'm going to put you back, Karinda. I'm going to put you back so that we can try and see if we can't sort that line out. If not, we'll connect with Karinda perhaps at a later stage. But what a bizarre story. So let me just tell you, the reason I hesitate when I try and narrate the story is because it's so difficult to know. So this particular lady, 32-year-old, who is currently pregnant and has twins as well, went to report on the 10th of November a missing child who she said, a 2-year-old, who she said was kidnapped. Later on, it turned out that the police were not convinced with her story. And I'll let Karinda to pick it up from there. Karinda, you were just explaining to us how the police were not convinced upon, further questioning her and what happened after that.
Absolutely. So the police found discrepancies in her story and confronted her with this. Essentially, they found and she confessed that she had handed her child to a man she named as Lehloho Nolo. She gave police his contact details and police tracked him down. He denied this handover of the child. However, he told police he had been
a month. Oh, Karinda, it's not working. Let's try and find another way. It's not working. I mean, it's a very, very, it's a bizarre story and I think a very concerning story. So what we have is that the court will resume, I think, next week for further. And here's for me the issue. The person who the mother points out to have been a collaborator in this matter, because she admitted to having staged the whole thing, has not been apprehended. And questions for me are why? Why is this Lehloho Nolo individual not behind bars? You know, what's behind that? So we'll obviously get more details when court resumes. But Karinda Jokmahan is our reporter there who went to this bail hearing of this 32-year-old lady who it seems had staged her 2-year-old kidnapping. And it does seem that a sum of about 75,000 rand had been deposited into her account on that particular day. I think we must try one last time. If it doesn't work, Karinda, we'll pick it up at another time.
Well, I hope it does work. My apologies for this.
It's holding up now.
I'll talk about the incident of robbery. Mm. So we're at the stage where we know Shalaba confessed to handing her child to another man she named as Lehlo Honolo. Mm. Police tracked him down. He denied the allegation of a child being given to him. However, he did say that he had met with Shalaba a month prior to this to plan a robbery. Mm. He alleged, and now the police alleged, that she had attempted to rob a group of women she had been traveling to Durban with. The first time she traveled to Durban with them was in September, first to buy clothes to then resell in Johannesburg. And the next trip that she would undertake would be on the 10th of November. This is the same day she said that her son was kidnapped. According to the investigating officer who testified, he said that, according to Lehlo Honolo, they planned to conduct the robbery. Shalaba gave him all of the details of what car they'd be traveling in, the travel details as well, what time they'd leave. And they actually followed the minibus the group of women were traveling in to the Three Rivers area. Hmm. And essentially we found that, according to police, the robbery was a failed attempt because the minibus did not stop when the car that had blue lights on them, that was with the suspects, tried to stop this minibus. Fortunately, the driver did not stop and they managed to flee to safety. But after that failed robbery attempt, it was then, 3 days later, when Shalaba returned to Gauteng, she opened that false kidnapping case. And what we also heard in court, that on the very same day, she received a large sum of money deposited into account, 75,000 rand. This, Pamela, is the one link police now have to what could have happened. They say that they've not arrested Lehlo Honolo yet. They did say that at a later stage she would be arrested. And perhaps this could mean that they don't have sufficient evidence to hold him at this point. However, they have said they've applied to actually get details of the bank transfer that went into Shalaba's account. And upon just getting these details to see who transferred 75,000 rand on the same day she said her son was taken from her, that would give police a more clear lead. While all of this is happening in court as well, police, as well as some of the women that were in court, have urged the court to deny Shalaba bail. And even though, as she sits in court, a very heavily pregnant woman, some of the those in the gallery, but most of police, say that believe that she might be a danger to her two other children as well as her unborn child. They believe she should stay in custody, while those in the gallery say she should be denied bail until the child is found. At this point, the whereabouts of the two-year-old child is still unknown.
Let me just understand something, Corinda. What are now the police doing with this information of a botched robbery? So there's the kidnapping story, and then there's this botched robbery that they had planned together with this Lehlo Honolo. Are there charges on that front?
Yes, actually, Shalaba is charged with conspiracy to commit crime, and that specific charge stems from the botched robbery that we now know took place. At what stage Lehlo Honolo will be arrested, we'll have to wait to see, because this was a question from the court, from the magistrate himself, to query, well, what has happened to someone who seemed to be linked to the situation. The investigating officer then assured the court that they will be arrested, but at a later stage. And at this point, it seems that they are trying to gather further evidence in this regard. We do know that the bail arguments will continue on Friday, but at this point as well, not much is being put out on the table with regards to the elements of the case, because it is still a bail application. Perhaps by trial we might know more and find out exactly how this timeline occurred, because we hear from police as well that Shalaba, before she actually confessed to, she says, handing her child over, she actually had varying reasons for why she opened the false kidnapping case. And ultimately, police managed to boil it down to what may have really happened.
Have either of them said anything about the whereabouts of the child?
Not yet. In fact, that was a really frustration from the investigating officer. He said that she has failed to disclose further information. Even when asking about the large sum of money deposited in account, she said it's not related to this case at all. and she refused to answer about that. The same goes with regards to the further or what could have happened to the child further. And that is why police say they are prioritizing the case. It seems like at this point they're closing in, though, because they have alluded to the court that the investigations are at a final stage, as well as we see the state prosecutor saying that despite his frustrations, they do believe that they would find the child soon. He seems to allude that the child is not missing, meaning that the mother knows where the child is. But at this point, that is really assumptions from what we've heard in court. What was said in court now, though, is the child remains missing. Police, they're prioritizing searching for him, and they're frustrated that the accused in this case has not been forthcoming with information specifically regarding her own child. So we do expect to hear more from state witnesses perhaps come Friday.
Sure. Really appreciate you giving us that breakdown there, Kai News reporter Karinda Shakmahan, who's at that very bizarre case. As I said, you know, I don't even know whether we call it a kidnapping case at the moment, a robbery case. What exactly is it? But a lot is going on here. And on Friday, we'll obviously get to hear what the court decides to do. So let's take a quick break. I'll be back with more after this.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.